7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wow, that was interesting, or close, or almost a thing, or something. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. It is not 8 o'clock. The correct time is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm having a weird day. Woke up, it was a little bit cooler, my back was trying to give me a problem, and I wanted to do some stuff, and I had some ideas for the Dubious Goals Committee, and I thought, oh, it'll be great, and we'll do stuff, and blah, blah, blah. But no, because my back was sort of hurting, I thought, we need to go outside so I can walk around. You can hear my car keys jiggling in the background. Yeah, so I've been driving. I'm sitting in my car, waiting to get out of my car. And I'm up here at the north end of Tranquility Park. And it's kind of windy. It wasn't at all windy at my house. But now that we're out here, I can see leaves moving. I can see the tall grass waving. And I don't know if this is going to work or not. So, I don't know. We got no other choice than to get out of the car and see what's going on. All right. So, it is a little breezy. Let me apologize for any wind noise that you may be getting. I should also probably apologize for Bass Drop Baby. Who is not working at this time. What's the problem here? Where's my Bass Drop Baby? I went through all of this extra effort to bring Bass Drop Baby out into the wild. How about now?
Bass Drop Baby!
There we go. There's our Bass Drop Baby.
Bass Drop Baby!
Wow. We're living in some kind of crazy technological age when we can bring Bass Drop Baby out into the forest with us. Although I'm sort of not really in a forest so much as I am in a heronry. I'm up against the creek and I'm looking up into a tree looking for herons. Not expecting to see any up there. But we gotta check anyway. Okay. Now, here we go. We're on the path. We're gonna get into some little forest cover here, hopefully, too. Now all we gotta do is avoid bicyclists, because this path is used by bicyclists. And I noticed that there are some bicyclists out today, so what we're going to do is we're going to wind around this path here. We're going to spend a lot of time looking at the other side of the creek, if possible. Because the last time we were out here, we saw some dudes over there. But one thing I'm really looking for today is various kinds of mushrooms.
Bass Drop Baby!
And bass drops, of course. I thought it was going to rain last night, and I'm not sure if it did. Now that I'm out here, it certainly didn't rain over here. But we got to look up into these trees, big cottonwood trees. There's a couple of dead ones here. This is also where we find Harrisium,
The Heraseum logs are right under the heron trees. So, oh boy, almost didn't see them. Look at this. What's back here? We did find some mushrooms. Baby. What kind of mushrooms did we find? I thought it was oysters, but no. We got a double burst of some cool stuff here. We got oysters, and then we've got dryad saddles. Very cool. Very cool. And then at the base of this dead, what kind of tree is this? Can't even tell anymore. We're in the Heraseum zone. But I don't see them, those Heraseums. I don't think it rained. It's dry. But that's okay. That's okay. What else we got around here? As soon as we get some more rains, we're going to have more action. Because the temperatures are now good. I woke up this morning, and I don't want to say I was cold. I was a little cool. But my back started doing weird stuff. Oh, whoa. Wow. Yada zinga. Face drop, baby. Look at this mushroom. At the base of this dead tree is another dryad saddle. At its widest point, it's 32, 33, potentially 34 centimeters across. At its shortest point across, it's at least 25 centimeters. For all my American friends, that is a mushroom that is a foot in diameter. Wow. Very, very cool. Okay, so we're finding some interesting fungus. Interesting, interesting. I'm going to keep moving down the path here. I'm out past the heronry zone. I'm looking at all these logs. Looking at all these logs. And I gotta go up path, off path here, because I think I see something. Oh yeah, here's a golf ball. No, we will not be collecting the golf balls today. Can we get up to the edge here and see a... Whoa, here we go.
Bass drop baby.
What do we got here? We got more mushrooms. We got dryad saddles on some logs that have fallen over here. And boy, we got more big ones. Not quite as big as those others that we have been finding. But big nonetheless. This one's 20 centimeters. Okay. Regain composure. Almost fell down there. And now I'm worried. Did I hurt myself? I don't think so. I felt something stretch in my guts. But I think I'm okay. We'll know by tomorrow. I wanted to come down here into this little zone because there's animal paths here and I can kind of see across the creek. So we're looking for any kind of dudes. The water is muddy. Why is the water so muddy in the creek today? And what's that lump under those trees over there? Is that a thing or is I'm just seeing something that I'm not seeing? I don't know. Oh, am I okay? Am I good? I think I'm good. Let's just assume we're good and keep going. But now my neck is doing that weird thing that it likes to do. And here's those mushrooms again. Oh, there's another little one tucked under here. And this little one under here is pretty good sized. He's a good 12 centimeters across. I forgot my camera. Well, you know, Sure, I forgot my camera, but at least we remembered bass drop baby. A bass drop baby, dropping all the basses. I like looking underneath. Oh, this is, now I really wish I did have a camera, because I'm looking underneath this one, and there's latex coming out of the pores. Under these dryad saddles, you know, they don't have gills. They're spongiform polypores, so they look really cool. And anyway, on this one, there's lots of little drops of latex, little 1 milliliter drops of latex all over this guy as he sweats out. Very cool. Very, very cool. We got some fun, fungally wonderland business going on today. It's a lovely day. When I woke up this morning, it was actually colder outside my house than it was inside my house. And that's kind of dangerous. That's when I start to have back problems. That's when I start to have all kinds of muscle problems and weird stuff. It's about, it's about 18 degrees. Or, you know, like 68 degrees for my American friends. And it's sunny. It's a little breezy. I think the wind has died down a little bit. It's very sunny, so it's warm in the sun, but it's nice and cool here in the shade where I'm hanging out in the trees in the mushroom zone. I'm still looking for mushrooms as I walk along the path here. So it's a lovely day and it's cool. I'm so happy. I'm strangely excited. Strangely excited, because what this means is we're going to have mushrooms, maybe we're going to find some dudes today, and maybe some other days. Get off my face, bug. There was a bug on my face. The bug is no longer on my face, but this is where the path sort of turns out of the wooded area. But we can go off path. Wait. I almost walked through a web. Let me find a web stick. There's no web sticks around here. Is there a shortage of web sticks? This will have to suffice. Okay. One web removed. And now we can get up into this area. Where we go over this little berm, and then there's this stand of trees. There's some, I just heard something move. Something just ran. There's these big cottonwood trees here, very, very large ones. This is where we saw the deer last time. We were standing down here and we were looking across the creek to see the deer over there. Not seeing any deer right over there, but I'm seeing a little yellow butterfly fly by. Oh, and there goes a little white butterfly flying by. They're flying, which way? They're flying downstream. And I am looking across the creek at another big stand of trees. Well, there's one giant cottonwood over there. Is there somebody hiding underneath that cottonwood? I'm looking. I wonder what I heard running when I... Something sort of went hopping away. I wonder if that was a bun or something. And which way did he go? He went the other way. Huh. Now I smell something. I smell, it's faint, but it is constant. Which way is the wind blowing? I think the wind is blowing upstream. If I move down here, will I be able to smell this better? Why do I get the feeling that there's animals close by? What am I smelling? What am I smelling? Alright, I'm a little bit further down. I'm far away from the creek. I'm way up above the creek. We don't want to get close to the creek. I'm sort of standing on the edge of a small cliff. And I'm looking up and down the creek valley. I could be smelling deer, but it doesn't quite seem like deer. Am I smelling fox? Maybe that's what went running away. This is a good fox area. This is where they will come into town. I hear a chirping squirrel. He's way up in that giant, old cottonwood tree across the creek. Man, that's a big, big tree. Geez, the base of that tree might be close to 2 meters in diameter. It's big. But I'm not seeing anything from this particular vantage point. I'm also not seeing any mushrooms in the logs or anything around here. Oh, now I gotta go back uphill. Okay, we're good. The ground is very soft here. Now, here's a little game trail. There's a little game trail that goes from that big old tree over there up in through here between these two big old cottonwoods. Man, I'm just stomping through the forest. Animals are gonna hear me from 10,000 miles away. Oh, here comes that guy. Should we hide? No. He won't find us. He's an idiot. Okay, what was that? Quack, 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 quack. Okay, I heard a squirrel. I'm standing on the edge of that cliff again. I need to be very careful. Okay, now I see Mr. Squirrely, who's making noise. But he's not making noise at me. Is he making noise at something down there? Is there somebody in there? I'm looking for some kind of dudes. I'm not seeing any, though. Who's that squirrel yapping at? Hey, I just realized something. There's a marmot hole right here. Oh, it's a lovely marmot den with two holes. Yeah, look at this. This is a good mati den. I don't think it's in use. Well, maybe it is. I don't think so, because these leaves would be pushed out of the way. Yeah, so this little game trail that we found comes right up to this little marmot den. Right, good. So now we know where there's another marmot den. I'm not seeing any marmots. Could we have possibly heard a marmot when we stepped down here? Possibly, but I don't think so. These two holes have not been entered or exited recently. There's too many loose leaf stuff around that would have gotten pushed out of the way if that was active. Right, so how do I get out of here? How did I get in here? Now I'm lost. Lost in the forest. Oh, and that reminds me. Guess what was on TV when I woke up this morning? Godzilla. I was so happy. Ooh, okay. Now the question is, where do we go from here? There's nowhere to go that way. We're going to go back the way we came and check some other stuff out. So I woke up to some Godzilla movies. That was great. Godzilla vs. Hedorah is on right now. It was just starting as I was walking out of my house. I don't really need to watch it because I watched it 2 days ago. And so, we don't need to see it today. What I want to do now is head over to the dip. There's this funny little bit in the path that's on the other side of where we entered. Oh, there's a mushroom on that tree over there. What is that? I don't know. Nothing all that interesting, though. Maybe we should be looking down there. No, we don't need to look down there. We need to keep moving. So, right up here, another 30 meters or so, there's this little spot where the path, it's hard to explain, but it dips down and then it goes sort of through this little ravine. Do I hear a woodpecker? I think I hear a woodpecker. Anyway, because this is a low area over here that collects water, this can be a good fungally spot. So we need to exit the little foresty bits where we came in. And we just sort of walk around this little bend here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And here we are. In the first half of the little dip. And we go stomp, stomp, stomp. And now we're in this little low area where there's a big old stump that's got a couple of artist conks growing on it. But the weird thing is there's like no standing water down here. 90% of the time, there's standing water right here. And it's so dry that there's not even mud. Okay, now here's another wet spot that's damp. I see lots of little animal tracks, lots of little squirrel tracks. Something else in there too. But other than these two conks on the side of this giant stump, there's no mushrooms down here. So we'll go up the side of the little dip. Check these piles of logs. Nothing. Well, no, there's something. There's a little dude in there, a little mushroomy dude. What else we got? Anything? Alright, so we're finding some minor fungus. Oh wait, I forgot to do a bass drop baby for that mushroom right there.
Bass drop baby!
Yeah, bass drop baby. Okay, so what am I smelling? So then this part of the path kind of comes around here, goes under this big tree, another giant old cottonwood tree with a trunk down here that is 160 centimeters in diameter. Absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. But I'm not finding any more of my fungus. Where's my fungus? Alright, so we'll just keep walking. We'll take the path this way for a while because we're still in some trees and some wooded areas. And there's some logs around where we might find us some funguses. How many have we found today? We've found like four, maybe five different kinds. Mostly oysters and dryad saddles. Nothing super exotic. But it's early days. It's early going. Okay, so if we come up here, there's a nice big old stack of... Whoa! Okay, there they go. There they go. Ooh, it's a big buck! On the other side of the creek. Bass drop baby. Look at him go. Look at him go. He saw me and he disappeared. There was a big buck. A big male white-tailed deer on the other side of the creek. As soon as I got to that spot of the path, he could see me. He obviously was listening to me, and so he started running back upstream. I turned around. I think... Where did he go? See, he's hiding back in there somewhere. He's about 60 meters off at this point. He's hiding back there, about an 8-point buck. Good sized deer. I knew I was smelling something. Alright, let's get back over here to where we were. Are there any other dudes hiding back here?
That was fun.
That was cool. He was nice. He saw me and he's like, oh, that sounds questionable. Better run away. Got some wind is starting to blow too. I'm wondering, was the wind blowing my scent his way? Yeah, actually, he might have smelled me. Actually, he probably heard me, but... Awesome, we saw a deer. This is getting to be the place to spot deer. I'm excited about that. There's a big old cottonwood tree fell down here. Look at this, man. Ka-chung! Alright, so I'm looking for stuff. I'm looking for mushrooms. I'm looking for more dudes. Glad we got to see some dudes today. Glad we got, well, at least one dude. Although, on the way over here, I saw like a turkey vulture flying around. That was pretty cool. We got big logs. Hey, is that fungus on that log down there? No, those are just leaves. What about that? Ooh. Oh, here comes a bicyclist. I see orange mat caprinus. There's a lot of orange mat caprinus on one of these logs that's sort of propped up against the cliff here. Wow, when that decides to flush, that's going to be awesome. There's going to be a billion little mushrooms. What else we got? See, that keeps ficking me out. That's leaves. I keep seeing that on that log, and I think it's fungus. It's not fungus. It is leaves. Alright, I'm in a more loggy log zone. Looking for logs with fungus on them. A lot of these logs are really old, but... There's something coming out the end of this log.
Bass drop, baby!
So that deserves a bass drop from Bass Drop Baby. Whenever we find our fungus, we give them a...
Bass drop, baby!
What the hell? Okay. Trees. Here's an interesting little clearing. There's logs. There's trees. What's on this log? Anything on this log? Give me some log action. I love logs. Oh, look at there.
Bass drop, baby.
We got a dryad saddle down there on the base of that tree. What kind of tree is this? I don't know. Oh, and then up here, higher on the tree. This is an old cottonwood. It's dead. Up here, higher on the tree, we've got some old oyster mushrooms from like this spring or summer or sometime. Okay, that's cool too. Let's keep on moving up. What was that? Okay, it's just a bird. I thought I heard something, but no, we're good. Not being attacked by monsters, not being attacked by bicyclists, having a good day. Walking around, getting some exercise in the good weather. Finding some fungus. Doing some bass drops.
Bass drop, baby!
And we're looking for dudes. We saw a deer, a buck, a big male. He was hopping and running through the forest. Making all kinds of sounds, but... I can't really go any further this direction, so I'm going to turn around. And as I check the clock, I notice that we're starting to run out of time. So let me just say that I'm having a fun time. I'm glad we found some fungus. I'm glad we found that big old deer. And I'm glad that you tuned in to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go. And tune in tomorrow for other...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.